Let's go to Looping Rock, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita, and Olivia is sitting in with me today, and we're talking about Fredericksburg, Texas. So I thought maybe we could go through some of the things that people can see and do in Fredericksburg all around history. Because if you're a history buff, you're going to be taking notes and wanting to head on over to Texas.
Yes, there is so much to do, and starting with the Luckenbach Texas Incorporated store, which is a general store. And as we talked about, Fredericksburg back in the day was kind of the hub where farmers who lived in remote areas would come gather on the weekends to get their provisions, go to church, socialize. So this general store was probably a great example of a place they would go to kind of get all the things they need in one spot.
Exactly. It was established as a trading post in 1849. And if you look back to that period of time, as you mentioned, I mean, there would be places where people would kind of gather to get their mail, but also too to find out what was going on around not only the city, but the whole area, the state, and probably around the country. And today it still serves as kind of a trading post. You have a general store there. There's a bar, and there's an old dance hall with concerts every weekend with live music. So they still keep Luckenbach acting as though it was still back in the 1900s. So when you go there, you definitely get the feel, because the building still looks, you know, similar to that particular time as well. Now, it was established by Hundo Crouch, and he established it, like we've said, for a trading post.
He did. And so this is one example of many in Fredericksburg where you can kind of relive what the 1800s and early 1900s was like for farmers in that area.
Absolutely. It's open 7 days a week. So, hey, any day that you're there, you can go over, take a look, experience it, pick up a couple of things in the general store. You'll see some old things that are new things that are like old things. You'll find there as well that you can take home as souvenirs. Check out their website at luckenbachtexas.com. So that's LuckenbachTexas.com.
And if you're interested in more farming history, you can go to the Sauer Beckman Living History Farm, which is a living farm that shows you how pioneers lived day by day. It's a replica of what a farm looked like in the early 1900s. A lot of the tour guides there are dressed in period clothing, and they're performing household and farming chores. So you can kind of see how all of that was done, how they grew their food, and also how they preserved it and made bread.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say that that was one of my favorite things that I saw while I was there visiting. It was just really, you felt as though you did really go back in time, because the people were dressed in the period clothing and they were cooking and preparing and doing these things just as the people would have done back in the early 1900s. You also saw them interacting with the farm animals just as they would have done. So it was a great example of, when you say a living history museum, truly, truly is a living history museum. And the interpreters there give a lot of great information, just as though, you know, maybe somehow they have time traveled and had a chance to go back and actually live it and come back now and tell us about it. So it's very, very authentic. Definitely put that on your list when you go.
And plan to spend a considerable amount of time there, because there's just so much to see and do. You'll see a lot of different examples of history, and you'll want to learn more and more as you're there. And it's located within the Lyndon B. Johnson State Park and Historic Site. As we talked about in the last segment, there's so much to do within that one park.
There is.
And this is also in the area where the midwife who delivered President Johnson lived.
That's right. That is absolutely right. She lived in that particular area. And so you get a chance to really kind of see what her life was like living in that particular farm area at that time. Then there's a National Museum of the Pacific War, which is dedicated to all of those who served in that war. And it's located in Fredericksburg. And some people might say, well, why Fredericksburg? Why would it be there? It's the hometown of Chief Admiral Chester Nimitz, who led the Allied war efforts in the Pacific from the time of the attack of Pearl Harbor to the end of the war. Now, when I was with Pan Am and I was doing my training in Honolulu, it was right off of Nimitz Highway. And I always said, well, who is Nimitz that he has in Highway? So I had a chance to kind of dig and find that history. So it was really kind of interesting for me to go to the city where he was from.
Full circle.
It was kind of like a full circle. Now, the museum is located in what was formerly the Nimitz Steamboat Hotel, and it kind of looks like a steamboat. It was owned and it was operated by Nimitz's grandfather.
So yeah, that's why it's located in Fredericksburg and why it's located in that particular building. But now the National Museum of the Pacific War has expanded into three different museum complexes, all located on about 6 acres of land. And the Steamboat Hotel is now the home of the Admiral Nimitz Museum. So you can see exhibits on his life and career located within that fully restored building. There's also the George H.W. Bush Gallery, which tells the story of the Pacific War through media presentations and very immersive experiences. It'll take you island to island throughout the Pacific. You'll see what the Marines went through, the Army, and the Navy Pacific Fleet. And its goal is to emphasize that the Pacific War was not just a sideshow to World War II. So it really wants to highlight that experience and that journey.
Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are talking about Fredericksburg, Texas, and we're talking about all the things that you can do. There are lots of great museums there, lots of great history that you can go and see. So the National Museum of the Pacific also has the Japanese Garden of Peace, which was actually built in Japan, disassembled, and shipped to Fredericksburg as a gift in honor of Nimitz. So I would say that really, again, shows what people really thought of him. Within the garden, there's a bamboo spring, a replica of Admiral's Togo study, a pool, a stream symbolizing one heart, a loyalty, a stone garden meant to symbolize the Pacific Ocean.
Lots of meaning within the garden, so you'll definitely want to take your time.
Anything else there?
There's the Memorial Courtyard, which recognizes heroic contributions to the war effort in the Pacific, and the Pacific Combat Zone, which allows you to examine different machinery used in the war. They have battlefield recreations and other examples of what soldiers may have encountered in the Pacific.
There's also the Pioneer Museum Complex, which is a 3.5-acre museum highlighting the German heritage. So it's very similar to some of the other things that you'll see around, where there are artifacts, there's German architecture. They also hold events on that particular site, and the staff by docents, who are very, very familiar also too with the German heritage and history, they dress in period clothing, and they take you sort of on a walk back into German life during the early 1900s. And we've already mentioned the Lyndon B. Johnson State Park and historic site. There are lots of things that you can do there. Also, things like even hiking.
There's a lot of hiking there. You can visit the president's birthplace. You'd start at the visitor center, where they have lots of memorabilia from his presidency and his life, but also showcases the land itself and the people who shaped President Johnson.
Well, absolutely. And you definitely want to go and check that out, because if you're a political buff, I mean, going into his home and the home that he considered the Texas White House is really a great experience. It was kind of the highlight for me on my particular trip. And I'll share a little bit more about that in the next segment, because I do want to dig a little bit deeper into that. But having grown up in Johnson City, it wasn't that far from Johnson City where he set up this particular ranch. And he would go there all the time. I mean, it was kind of his getaway from all of the Washington kind of hubba bubba, to kind of go there and just really relax, enjoy his cattle, and enjoy time with his family.
Yes, he had his ranch, but he also wanted to recreate his boyhood home and the schoolhouse where he went to school. So all of that exists on the same property. And that schoolhouse is the site where he signed the landmark Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965.
And he was very proud of Texas and his hometown. He was very proud of it, and he liked to show it off. So there'd be lots and lots of visitors that would come there. But you're absolutely right. Education was high on the list for him. Now, we do have this talk about travel and travel insurance. You know, we talk about that too, Olivia, how important it is to get travel insurance. I mean, when you're going on a trip, a lot of times we just think, okay, I've got to pack. You know, I make sure I have my ticket, I have the hotel reserved, my car reserved, all of those things. And travel insurance can be an afterthought, but it really shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, especially if you really want to be prepared and make sure, in case your plans fall through, you have a backup plan.
You have a backup plan, and travel insurance runs the gambit. I mean, you pick your plan, and Allianz Travel Insurance is a great place to go exactly for that. Do you need a plan that, you know, maybe you want to include car rental? What about if you are planning your trip with a tour company, and all of a sudden you can't get in touch with the tour company anymore. Your phone calls go unanswered, your emails go unanswered, so you want travel insurance to kind of help you out with that. Trip interruptions, cancellations, medical too, all of those Allianz covers, and they have a 24-hour hotline for assistance. So if you are getting ready to go on a trip, include this as part of your planning. Allianz Travel Insurance. Check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Now, when we come back, we will have more to talk about with Fredericksburg. I share my special place here on Travel Bags with Anita and friends. Back in a moment.
If you haven't climbed up to Enchanted Rock, drink a cold shiner down in Lickenbach, taking your baby to the river walk, then you ain't met my Texas yet.